Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1. Who needs a degree when you have a PhD in life experience?
Families are complicated, and the holidays bring complicated problems. So see if you can help us with group therapy this morning. This one coming in on an email, and producer Janine's going to share it with you.
All right, our listener writes, "Hey friends, my sister wants to bring her new boyfriend over for Christmas dinner. Here's my problem with it. He's a convicted felon and spent time in prison last year for drug-related charges.
Ooh.
I don't think he's good enough to date my sister, and I don't want him anywhere near my kids. But if I tell my sister this, then she will freak out. She'll probably not come over for Christmas, which will upset my whole family. What should I do? Thanks, Elise."
Oh, what do you do in that situation? All right, 404-263-0941. What would you do if this were your sister and your family? She wants to bring a convicted felon who spent time in prison last year over for Christmas. You can also lean on the text line, 51539.
Everyone can be reformed. I mean, a lot of people have gone to prison. They've learned, you know, they've paid their time. They've, you know, succeeded in life.
You say she's got to open this guy with... or welcome this guy with open arms.
Oh, she has to. She has to. Just think of the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio, Catch Me If You Can. You remember that guy, Frank Abagnale was his name. He was reformed. He went to prison.
Okay.
But the banks ended up hiring him.
Because so you feel like...
you can be reformed.
He did his time.
He did his time. Yep.
Get over it.
Get over it.
Really?
Okay, yes, I do.
I think I'd feel differently. 404-263-0941. Mark, what about you?
Why does she feel the need to tell everybody his business? Like, is that what she's leading with? Like, how does the sister know this already? So if the sister comes in with a new boyfriend and says, "Hey, this is John. He just got out of jail. He's a convicted felon. Merry Christmas." There's a deeper issue right there. So why is she leading with this? Is there more to it than just drug-related charges? Like, what is she hiding? I guess that would be my question.
Yeah, so what do you think the bigger issue is? That the sister is so focused on his past?
Yeah, it almost sounds like, don't judge him. He's a great guy. Okay, well, let us make that judgment. Let us get to know him. Don't lead with what just happened to him, because you are giving us the opportunity to form an opinion before we meet the guy. So let us meet him and then find out about his past.
Okay. Y'all are way nicer than I would be in this situation.
Well,
I think
what do you
because
think?
Like the protective mama bear comes out. I don't know this guy. He just started dating my sister and is coming over to my family's house and has, I don't know. I think that I would feel a little bit more like Elise. Like I don't know if I'd let him around my kids. I don't know. This is why we need group therapy, because if you've got any experience with this or strong opinion, we need you. 404-263-0941. Anne in Kennesaw, welcome to group therapy with Jen and friends.
Hey.
Hey, friend.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, what do you say, Anne?
Oh, her first responsibility is to those children of hers. Mm-hmm. She needs to keep that man away from that house.
Really?
See, the only reason I'm going to disagree with you is because drug-related charges. Okay, we don't know. That could have been he had 1 ounce of little
basil,
wacky tobacco in there, you know? Or if it was a violent crime, let's say the guy was coming over and she led with, "This was John. He just got out of jail. He murdered 7 people." Okay, then let's have a conversation.
Right.
Well, her sister vibes are telling her something different, that man is not right for her sister. So if he's not right for her sister, he certainly doesn't need to be around her children.
Thank you so much for the call, Anne. Appreciate
it. But see, we don't even know all the details, so you can't make a judgment on this man like that. You can't do that because, like Mark says, it could have been basil, it could have been Comet. You know, which one which one is it? I mean, is it the powder from Sweet 16 Donuts or is it, you know, parsley flakes?
Your analogies are stressing me out.
404-263-0941 is our number. Can you help out our listener, Elise? What does she do for Christmas this year? Does she let her sister bring over the boyfriend, brand new boyfriend, by the way, who spent some time in prison last year? Or does she say, no, he cannot come because she doesn't want him around her kids? You can also lean on the text line, 51539, and your opinions are next on the Christmas Station, Star 94.1. This is Jen and Friends.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we got an email from our listener, Elise.
My sister wants to bring her new boyfriend over for Christmas dinner. Here's the problem. He's a convicted felon and spent time in prison last year for drug-related charges. I don't want him anywhere near my kids, but I can't tell her this because she's going to freak out.
Jessica in Jackson's got an opinion here. Hey, Jessica, welcome to group therapy with Jen and Friends.
Hey, I was just thinking that they should allow him to come over. This is the season of love and forgiveness, and I believe that he's already served his time. He's already served his time. He shouldn't have to serve any more time, and he should be forgiven and be able to move forward with his life.
Wow.
Awesome. So,
that is a beautiful sentiment. I just disagree. 404.
I completely agree.
263-0941. Hazel in Atlanta, welcome to group therapy.
Hi. I think that Elise should stand her ground and tell her sister that, you know, the boyfriend is not invited. And not because he's a convicted felon, but because it's going to make her feel uncomfortable the whole day. So she's not going to enjoy herself. She's going to be too busy thinking about what this guy is going to do. So if the sister decides that she's not going to take Christmas dinner, then too bad. She's just going to miss out with her family. But I think Elise should not let him come around because she's going to have a terrible Christmas if he does.
Hazel, I agree with you. And here's the thing. I would feel the exact same way of what Hazel's describing. I would be stressed the entire time. I would be like a hawk over my kids. I would be like probably making him uncomfortable because I'd be staring him down like, you're not good enough for my sister. What are you doing here? Totally agree. Thank you so much for the call, Hazel. 404-263-0941. Pat and Smyrna's got a different angle on this. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, you have to let her make her own choices. It's not about just your Christmas. It's hers, too. But you back her into a corner on this. This guy's going to be your in-law inside of 6 months.
Oh.
So if he's everything you think he is, let it play out. She'll see it. But you back her in the corner, she's going to have to defend her choice that she was right to pick him, and she'll wind up staying with him, marrying him, having a kid with him, whatever.
Wow. Yep. That's so wise.
That's
so wise. Craziness. All right, 51539, Jen and Friends text line is blowing up. You say it's 50-50?
The text line is fun right now. This coming in from the 404, absolutely not. Protecting your kids is the most important thing. He would not, all caps, not be allowed in my house. This also coming in from the 404. I was that guy. I turned my life around and now make six figures as a network administrator. People are a lot nicer to me now.
There you go, and there you have
it.
There you have it.
Karen, what if he offers, tattoos to the family in the living room?
Karen,
you know what? I'm not dealing with you, Mark.
Welcome to group therapy.
I have been that person myself, and just like the other caller, I've turned myself around. The stigmatism behind being a felon has been tough. I've been denied jobs because of it. I finally found a job that I was able to move up into management. Since then, I've bought a house, and I've lived life as a normal person.
Okay, so Karen, talk right to Elise, our listener who sent us the email. What would you say to her about giving her sister's boyfriend a chance?
I mean, just because he's done his time doesn't mean that he's a bad person. Sometimes they fall back on the same routine. Sometimes they move forward. To automatically label him as a convicted felon, I mean, you're starting off on the wrong foot.
Thank you so much for the call. From personal experience, that is huge right there. Well, there's tons of opinions still coming in, so let's get these on the air coming up next. 3 minutes away, group therapy continues. What would you do if this was your family? Her sister wants to invite the boyfriend who spent time in prison last year. She's nervous about this guy being around her kids, but she also doesn't want to ruin Christmas for the whole family. What would you do? 404-263-0941. Your opinions and advice next with group therapy. It's Jen and Friends on Star 94.1.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
If this was your family, what would you do? Our listener Elise reached out and said, hey, my sister wants to bring her new boyfriend to Christmas dinner. He spent time in prison last year. And she said, I don't want him around my kids. But if I disinvite him, my sister probably won't come and it'll ruin Christmas dinner. So what do I do? 404-263-0941. David in Lilburn is here to help. Thanks for joining group therapy on Jen and Friends, David.
Hi. I don't think it's very fair to judge someone on their past, because I'm a convicted felon, and my girlfriend's family did everything they could to keep us apart. Well, fast forward 14 years later, we have two beautiful kids together. I'm working full time. I've turned my life around. You know, I stayed out of trouble this entire time. I'm a completely different person, and now her family loves me.
What did it take for them? What did it take for them to accept you?
They gave my girlfriend an ultimatum: like, leave him, or we're gonna disown you. And she picked me.
Wow! So it's taken 15 years, but now you're back in their good graces.
Well, it only took a couple years for them to realize, all right, this guy's in it for the long haul. Let's just give him a shot.
Wow.
And at first, you know, I got the judgy looks during, you know, Christmas time and the awkward questions. But, you know, eventually they came around, and I'm a part of the family now. So it all worked out.
Thank you, David, so much. All right, Amina in Atlanta is on the opposite side of this. Hey, Amina.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening?
Bring it strong.
I'm definitely on the other side. I would not let my sister date a convicted felon. Like, no. It's not happening.
Did you hear what she just said?
I don't hear because, I mean, can you hear me, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying I would not let her, date a convicted felon because, you know, a lot happens in those prisons and it's no telling what he wants from her. And that's not acceptable. High standards for my sister at all times.
Thank you so much for the call. All right, Mark, you said stuff coming in on the text line, 51539.
Coming in from Jessica: while I understand you should not have prejudgments, you also have to think about what comes with being involved with selling drugs. What if this guy owes somebody money? Families of people involved with selling drugs are never safe.
Whoa, Melanie in Houston, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. I'm very happy to hear about David. I just want to say my son was convicted, so I would like to just say a couple things. One, he was convicted for something that now is pretty much legal, so you can't judge somebody just because they were convicted for something.
Right.
But that's just for the listeners that can't get around that. But two, he is the sweetest guy. He doesn't owe any money. He is the one that sent Mother's Day cards and gives hugs. He loves kids. He went to college, he took online courses, and he is definitely turning his life around. So for the listeners out there that have questions, just please understand that many of these guys want to turn their lives around. My son is sweet, and I hope he finds a woman with an accepting family, and I'm looking forward to one day having a daughter-in-law and kids, and my son is a sweetheart and deeply regrets what he did. So I would definitely let that gentleman come over to the sister's house. Thank you very much.
Wow. Awesome. Great call, Melanie.
Thank you
so much. Cameron in Macon is here for group therapy. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, friend, what's
just
on your mind?
I want to call and say that, yeah, this is the time for forgiveness. This is the time where we celebrate who? Jesus Christ. And Jesus sat at the table with sinners. He sat at the table with thieves. So if Jesus can forgive people, I think that this is the time of year where we can give people a chance. And if this woman is concerned with this guy's past, then meet him beforehand. You know, judge your own, make your own judgment. You know, get a character analysis of him. And if the children are an issue, have a discussion with your children. You know, be upfront. That's all we can do in this world. I feel like it's our justice to give people a chance.
Beautiful.
You know, don't make preformed decisions.
Beautiful call, Cameron. And I think he's right. Meeting him before, nobody's brought that up yet. That's a really good point, is that she should meet him before and maybe, you know, let that conversation judge her decision or help her decide.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, this coming in from the 404, people usually don't go to prison for their first drug conviction, so it's probably not his first brush with the law. I'd watch my kids like a hawk.
Amisa in Decatur has got a story on this. Hey, Amisa.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to reach out and say, hey, that yes, my current boyfriend, he has a convicted felon for charges, and that happened in 1998. He told me about it when I first met him. My parents went as far as doing a background check and tried to put papers in front of me showing his past. I already knew about his past. He is the best boyfriend I've ever had, and he treats me the best I've ever been treated. People can be reformed and make changes and go the right way. He's working, taking care of the bills, doing everything he needs to do. And I just want to let him know that I love him so much, and people can be reformed. ironic piece of it is that also I'm a social worker and I work in the county jail, so it's a piece and it shows that people can turn around.
Thank you so much, Mesa.
And you have a good day.
Thank you, you too. You know what? These stories are turning me around. At first, I was like, no way would I let this guy around my kids. But now hearing these stories, it's true.
What if Elise goes and adopts a drug dog? Just shows up at Christmas dinner with a drug-sniffing dog. You know, look,
this is Roscoe.
Wow.
Would you really?
Roscoe's a new member of the family.
I can't even look at you, Mark Owens. I can't even look
German
at you.
Shepherd. Oh, my God.
We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Struck a nerve this morning. 404-263-0941 for group therapy. And if somebody's just now joining the conversation, Mark.
Got an email from Elise said that my sister wants to bring her new boyfriend over for Christmas dinner. Here's my problem. He's a convicted felon and spent time in prison last year over drug-related charges. I don't want him anywhere near my kids, but I can't tell her this because she's going to freak out.
All right, so what do you think? Cheryl in Lawrenceville.
Hi, I am so heated about this. First, I want to say, Curtis, you are my spirit animal. I love how he gives everybody such a hard time when they have just really judgmental opinions. But this is not something, we don't even know what this charge was. This could have been something that was legal in another state. He may have just been caught up in a really restricted system here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And if this woman respects and loves her sister so much, why would she even doubt that she would bring someone that would harm her children? That would be my question. If my sister doubted my judgment, I'd have a problem with my sister.
Really great call, Cheryl. Thank you so much for joining group therapy. Oh, everybody has such good points. Madison in Gainesville, welcome to group therapy. You're on with Jen and Friends.
I'm a corrections officer, and you can tell who makes a difference or who wants to change their lives. And I think that the boyfriend should be given an opportunity because prisons can change people for the better.
Yeah.
So if she maybe had an issue with him, be adamant about meeting him beforehand, but don't close the door to him.
Thank you so much, Madison. Appreciate you. Okay. Nancy calling from Lawrenceville. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, guys. Listen, no way would I allow a convicted felon at my house. I don't care how reformed he or she is. I'm not comfortable having a jailbird at my Christmas dinner table with my sister.
You say jailbird?
They're locked up for a reason.
Yeah, she did.
I just don't feel comfortable. I'd be stressed out enough and to lock up my fake jewelry and worry about my kids. Nope, not having it. Not having it. I hear the stories, but not at my first night meeting this guy. Was not good enough for me or my sister. Mm-mm.
But she said not let. Like, you control your sister. She just doesn't have to come to your house.
It's my house. It's my house. I would not feel comfortable with that.
Okay, if I were your sister, I wouldn't come to your house. Then I'd have a Christmas dinner at mine. Then if I lose you around the holidays, and so what? It's your loss. But maybe you've missed out on a great person and a great opportunity to make a new friend.
Well, at the same time, though, you have no idea what the background is. You have no idea the story. Meeting ahead of time, I can see, but coming over for Christmas dinner, no.
Exactly. You don't know the background story.
What if you found out that the conviction was for a very minor possession or wrong place at the wrong time? Would that change your opinion?
I just think convicted felons over at my house, and I don't care. Like, the reason they're locked up is not my business. But to having someone at my home, around my children, around my family, I don't feel comfortable with that. You've got to, the mama bear in me comes out. No, not having it.
That's how I felt at first, too. Thanks for the call, Nancy. All right, Destiny in Decula. Hey, Destiny.
So I think that she needs to have a conversation with her sister and get a better understanding of who this guy is and why she wants to be with him, because she can't just make assumptions because of his past. She needs to figure out more about him. So I think that's something where they need to have a conversation instead of just saying he can't come over.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the call. Gosh, so many different opinions on this. And, of course, we can always continue this conversation on Facebook, Jen and Friends.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.